Good morning. My guest this morning is Chuck Johnson from New Vintage Artists. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
So first off, I see that New Vintage Artists is a Sebastopol-based independent music label. So how long have you been in existence?
Well, we've been working in our preparation startup phase for about 7 years. So learning how to produce records and building a small catalog and a cadre of team of producers and engineers and musicians.
You're brave. You're a brave man.
It's not easy. Not easy.
So, but now we have come far enough to be able to celebrate April Fool's Day, the April Fool's Moonshine Fest of All, a 2-day festival, April 3rd and 4th, at the Grange in Sebastopol. What's going to go on?
Well, first of all, for all of us, it's a full moon, blood moon, lunar eclipse, Passover, Good Friday. So
wow.
It's an auspicious weekend.
Yes.
And a little bit of everything. It's a community-based event co-sponsored with the Village Builders, which does the village building convergence in Sebastopol, a community-based improvement of the commons, and the Grange, which is an active community group and facility that we're raising money to help improve the Grange. So we have everything from a children's show Saturday afternoon. Friday evening starts with a string band, the Bad Apple String Band, going into a barn dance with Jerry Allen of the Grange, and then some great bands of Hoytus and the Cup of Sunshine Band and Bohemian Highway, which is a really good Americana pop music group that I know has been here. And then Saturday night, starting with afternoon cob stomp work party, and then the kids show at 3 with Radioactive and Mr. Music and White Bear. Then we go with a bunch of singer-songwriters from West County, Trinity Rain and Kelly the Singer, led by Kim Tripsmith. And then the big action kicks off with the Black Sheep Brass Band, 10-piece funk brass band.
Oh, wow.
And then Coyote Club, some world pop fusion, and Space Apes, leading on to a big hip-hop extravaganza.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You are really helping to put local music on the air.
We're trying.
Quite obviously.
We're trying, yeah.
Out into the air, I should say. So who are all these people? Have you brought them together to record them and thus are presenting them live, or are you a live music presentation group as well as a recording group?
We're aspiring to be both. I'd say half of the bands there are just people we know and affiliates, and half are people we're producing or have experience working in the studio with. And we'd like to do both, and ultimately, our goal is to take the music to the greater world, nationally and even internationally.
Sure.
So,
well, I noticed lately, particularly, really just in the last few months, that there are many, many more events at the Sebastopol Grange than I've ever noticed before. Speaking of putting something on the map, it seems like the Grange is entering the map as well.
Yes, the Sebastopol Grange is a little bit unique as they embrace their mission not just in agriculture but in sustainable living and holistic lifestyles to culture and politics and what it means. The permaculture of new culture is a phrase we coined in
developing
this.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What's next?
Well, we're going to continue to produce and publicize these bands. Adam Knight's a new great singer that New Vintage Artists is going to promote with the band Coyote Club, and Hoytus is a great act, and we just want to see all these bands get greater exposure and success.
Great. Chuck, thank you very much for coming in and alerting us to this major, major event. Let's tell people once again that this is the April Fool's Moonshine Fest of All. April 3rd at the Sebastopol Grange, Bohemian Highway, Hoytus and Cup of Sunshine, a barn dance, all sorts of stuff. And then on the 4th, another big show with Coyote Club and Black Sheep Brass Band and so on. For ticket information, a good way to do it is at moonshinefestival.net. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.